This is Fresh Air. On October 1st, 2017, a lone gunman in Las Vegas took aim at the performers and audience of an outdoor country music festival from his rooms in the Mandalay Bay Hotel on the Vegas Strip. He fired rounds of automatic gunfire in bursts over an 11-minute period, killing 58 people and wounding 869 in what's called the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Today, as we approach the tragic event's fifth anniversary, Paramount Plus presents a four-hour documentary about it titled 11 Minutes. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
This Paramount Plus documentary, 11 Minutes, takes a notably different approach to retelling the story of the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. There's no host, no narrator, and for the first 2 hours, virtually no footage from TV news stations. Instead, the story is told by interviews with survivors of the event, people who were there as musicians, fans, police, paramedics, nurses, doctors, and so on. And it's told mostly through cell phone videos and police body cams, images taken by people in the midst of the drama as it was happening. And lots of people had their phone cameras running. Lots of them. 11 Minutes tells its story chronologically and patiently, introducing us to many of the people who, once the shooting begins, will become victims or helpers or both. But at first, we don't know which. All we know is whatever we're told by these people. People like Brady Cook, a rookie officer for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
It was my first day of work as a police officer, and I was assigned to the Strip Area Command, which is where the concert was being held. My dad is an officer as well, so he was working overtime at that event.
There's a boomer right there.
We got a couple moments of free time from our day, and I got to actually go say hi to him and take a picture with him for my first day of work as a police officer.
You may be stunned by what that young officer experiences that night, and his father, and the other people we meet in 11 minutes. From the twin high school fans who attend the Route 91 Harvest Festival to the firefighter determined to save as many lives as he can. Director Jeff Zimbalist, one of several executive producers on this documentary series, lets the participants speak for themselves. And the drama, too. It takes most of the first hour of the program before on-location police radio reports begin identifying the source of the gunfire.
There's Mandalay Bay halfway up. I see the shots coming from Mandalay Bay. Halfway up.
Mobile flashes in the middle of Mandalay Bay on the north side. It's like one of the middle floors.
Be advised, we are taking fire from a very high floor. We believe it's possibly coming from the Mandalay Bay.
From there, it only gets more tense and more frantic, but not more graphic. Surprisingly, this 11 minutes documentary is not gruesome. The visuals are selected and edited very judiciously. But you're thrown into the action in the pandemonium anyway, as the circumstances and the stories get more emotional. Recording artist DJ Silver was on stage moments before the first shots rang out. And once he reached safety, it wasn't long before he learned that his one-year-old baby was still in danger because of a horrifying coincidence.
My wife, Jenna, she's worried about Wake, our baby. I said, girl, Wake is in the Mandalay Bay. He's in the safest place on the entire planet Earth. Then I got a text message asking me if I was in my room. And I said, no, I'm down here with Jenna. What's up? And they said, my kid's on the same floor as the shooter. My kid's with our babysitter next door to the shooter. The shooter had every room around us except the two that we had. I couldn't breathe, you know? The only reason they were there is because I brought them.
Ultimately, 11 Minutes is a testament to bravery and commitment and empathy. Fred Rogers, when discussing times of tragedy, used to quote his mother, who said, "Always look for the helpers." That's just what this four-part documentary does, beautifully. And intentionally, it doesn't name the shooter. Although, in the final moments of the series, it names all the victims of every U.S. mass shooting since this one in Las Vegas. Accompanying the scroll of names is a song by country artist Eric Church, one of the headliners at that festival. He wrote and performed the song, which is titled Why Not Me, in the days after the massacre, and it provides a poignant and very appropriate end to a very powerful documentary.
Why you with your long brown hair flowing, and you with your fresh tattooed skin, and you from the Western Virginia that you never get to see again. As darkness descended the desert and a bad actor starred in his play, why you from Tennessee did life capture and me from Tennessee get away. Yeah, when the morning sun hit the mount and a glorious still calmed the breeze, I asked the God of all knowing wisdom, why you and why not me?
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. He reviewed the new Paramount Plus documentary, 11 Minutes, which premieres today. On tomorrow's show, we remember celebrated British writer Hilary Mantel, who died last week at the age of 70. Her trilogy of novels on the life of Thomas Cromwell earned 2 Man Booker Prizes, a host of other honors, and widespread commercial success. We'll listen to our 2012 interview with her. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Saman, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies. We'll be right back.